Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua, you know your beloved Son, use the words from you. You started speaking it forth from me when I least expected. I rebuke and I bind all lying, deceiving spirits away from me right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I rebuke and I bind you, Satan, away from me in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Rebuke and I bind my own flesh from speaking out in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I rebuke and I bind any demon from manifesting from my flesh to give a false word in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I give you all praise, honor, and glory, Yahweh Yeshua and Ruach HaKadosh, right now, for you are the God that supplies all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So please speak forth a word to your beloved Son right now. In the name of Yeshua, Saloko Slokoto Masanakatia, Salakatana Nokoto, Nokoto Manakatina Nakasalakata, Niki Soloko Slokoto Masanakata, Niki Soloko Slokoto Masanakatana Nakatana Nakatana Nakoslokoto. My beloved Son, why do you worry? Why do you fret? Don't tell me you're not, because you are. Anytime you carry a burden that is not meant to be yours, then you are worrying and you are fretting. Am I not the good shepherd? Are you not my sheep? Since when does a sheep worry? Do they worry where the green pasture is? Where they're going to lay down to sleep in peace? Do they worry where they're going to be able to eat? No. It is a good shepherd's job. Cast your cares upon me, Niki, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, for I am Almighty God, Yahweh, I am Yeshua, your good shepherd. Quit trying to do my job. Do you love Elizabeth more than I do? Do you care more than I do? I think not. I know whose hands I have her placed in. I know the man that I have entrusted this with. I know you both need his rest today. For you fight a battle, and unseen forces attack you at every end. I will restore the finances. Sometimes I allow finances to be stolen, so I can give something better back. I must take away to multiply back. But woe be to the one who takes away anything from my children. Your brother Mike has no right to ask for that truck back. It comes back to him, but not with blessings, for my wrath is upon it. No, I did not leave you without transportation, for your true brother Chuck is here. But what would have happened if Chuck had not been here? You would have been stranded without any transportation. Do I take this lightly? No. For selfishness and for greed. Your brother Mike does not even understand. He plays right into Satan's hands. Remember my son, remember my daughter. So this is for your brother Chuck. Whoever rapes from you, financially or any other way, whoever harms a hair on your head, they will face the wrath of Yahweh. Chuck knows my voice. He knows there is not much time on this earth.